Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we a go the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans from the transport sector. So hold a seat, Masu come back. One already. The National Works Agency, NWA, is taking steps to improve traffic flow in the corporate area to the next level through the use of its high-tech traffic management center. A visit to the Kingston Center located at the NWA's Maxfield Avenue office revealed a state-of-the-art facility complete with a server room, 12-monitor video wall, computers and other equipment. When turned on and engaged, the center is a hive of activity, connecting NWA personnel with cameras linked to major intersections around the corporate area. Operations manager for the Traffic Management Unit at the National Works Agency, Michael Sonnerson, breaks down how the Traffic Management Center works.
The Traffic Management Center is the focal point in which all the traffic data gets collected, gets analyzed, and gets disseminated out to the public. So the Traffic Management Center collects data in real time, analyzes the data in real time, and it distributes the data to the motoring public in real time. That's the basic concept of the Traffic Management Center.
Mr. Saunderson adds that the Traffic Management Center is part of a larger effort to improve the transportation system on the island, especially in urban areas where traffic volume is dense.
The transportation sector accounts for at least 35% of oil import. If the transportation sector is inefficient, it means that we're going to be consuming more oil and importing more oil than we need to. So the Traffic Management Center is part of a larger effort that we call the Intelligent Transportation System, which is to make the transportation system more intelligent, more responsive to the change in traffic. And so the whole idea is to make the roads less congested by making the traffic signal system more responsive to changes in traffic.
One example of the new intelligent interface will be the synchronization of the changes in traffic lights to lessen the time motorists stop between lights. It will also see improvements in the responsiveness of traffic signals and better management of how and when signals change. Using the QuickNet Pro software, lights may be adjusted based on the volume of traffic on a given day and at a specific period of time, instead of simply responding the same way to different traffic flows. So, for example, the lights at a particular intersection can be managed to ensure that within peak hours, the duration of green lights are extended to accommodate more vehicles.
The second most important software would be the camera, for the video surveillance system. Now we have cameras at critical intersections and critical road sections, and these cameras give us real-time information on traffic flow. So we are able to stay at the center and remotely look at the traffic in terms of what's happening between intersections if there's congestion. And we're able to now use the software and manually override the traffic lights, add time if we need to add time in any particular direction.
The cameras can also detect disabled vehicles, changes in traffic speed, potholes, and other disruptions in traffic. The National Works Agency has been building out its communications infrastructure since 2004, including a fiber optic cable network that connects to the traffic lights and the center. However, recently, the build-out has been escalated due to the increased number of road developments, with more traffic lights, sensors, and cameras introduced across the corporate area. The objective remains the establishment of an intelligent transportation system, effectively responding to the needs of the commuting public. For more information on the National Works Agency's Traffic Management Center, visit the Jamaica Information Services website at jis.gov.jm or the NWA's website at nwa.gov.jm. And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thank you for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on do your thing, and go on go do road!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.